It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, Jim Krasula, near Asheville, North Carolina, getting an update on Helene recovery efforts. Jim, it seems like it's becoming more and more of a desperate situation with each passing day and hour.
Yeah, very much so. There are still hundreds of people unaccounted for after this epic flooding here in the mountains of North Carolina, western North Carolina, and neighboring East Tennessee after Hurricane Helene. At this point, authorities are still in a search and rescue mode as they look for these people. Obviously, the hope is, Susan, that a lot of these people are okay. They're merely stranded in isolated homes at this point, even isolated neighborhoods that they simply can't get to. A big, big problem. So many roads and bridges have been washed away. An estimated 500 is the latest number I've seen. So again, logistics a real nightmare at this point. And just trying to get help to these people. The city of Asheville, 100,000 residents there, they remain without power. They remain without working cell phone service, although the hope today is that some of these cell phone companies are going to be able to get in temporary mobile cell towers, get those put in place, and people will at least have some cell phone service. Also, the city of Asheville is without any kind of water supply. In fact, several communities here in the mountains of North Carolina are looking at not only just damaged water systems, but ruined water systems. So again, that's going to be a long-term issue and concern.
The floodwaters and what we've seen in North Carolina, just absolutely incredible, reaching the roofs of people who have still, you know, we're trying to escape them, but still we have so many people unaccounted for.
Brad, I was just reading a story this morning of a couple from North Carolina. She is a school teacher, middle school teacher, and they had traveled up to the North Carolina mountains to their weekend getaway, their little piece of paradise, on Thursday to check on the property, to remove what they could from there and valuables. Friday morning, they awoke to just torrential rain and already a rising river, the Elk River, passing near their home. And the husband went out on the front porch and realized that the home was already being heavily damaged by floodwaters. He went back in, told his wife to get quickly dressed, and they only had time to get on a mattress. They ended up floating down that river on a mattress, and the river, as it was cresting in that area, hit a tree. The mattress hit a tree. The woman was knocked off the tree, and that was the last time she's been seen.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. And I also saw a report yesterday talk about how critical it is to get supplies in. Mule teams were bringing supplies in to that region.
Yeah, again, because it's so many people are still isolated, unaccounted for. And yeah, it's just so difficult to travel across western North Carolina right now. And also the mountains of East Tennessee, just across the border. Bad situation there. Maybe a couple of hundred people, the last report I saw, unaccounted for in the mountains of East Tennessee. It's going to be a long haul, obviously. There is a lot of help that's already come in, a lot more to come. But again, as I say, the biggest problem is just getting around. A lot of people are likening this situation to the aftermath of Katrina in New Orleans. I was there all those many years ago, going to be nearly 20 years next year. And again, I think that the situation to me, this seems worse for the mere fact that it's very difficult to get around. Yeah, New Orleans had the water and the flooding, the horrible flooding in the lower Ninth Ward and across much of the city after Katrina, but at least the infrastructure wasn't washed away. The streets and bridges, highways, Interstate 10 through New Orleans, that was all left intact by that flooding, but that's not the case here in North Carolina, at least in the mountains of western North Carolina.
Well, Jim, thank you for the update, and really heartbreaking to hear some of these stories. Jim Krasula joining us from North Carolina. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.